Welcome to Nifty Thinking. I'm your host, Kevin Simcock, founder of Nifty Picnic Marketing. This podcast is all about providing niche brands with the tools, insights, and strategies they need to stand out in their industry and grow their business. For over 25 years, I've helped some of the largest brands in the world achieve outstanding growth. And I want to help you build your brand too. So let's get started with some nifty thinking. Welcome to episode 2 of Nifty Thinking. Thanks for joining. This episode is all about everyone's favorite hot topic, AI. I think by now everyone has heard about AI, and if you haven't, well, keep listening, and by the end of this, you'll be so well-versed, you could probably do your own TikToks about it. In this episode, I'm going to explain what AI is, what all the hype's about, and how you can leverage AI for your business. And as always, if you have any questions about any of the content in this episode, please feel free to reach out to me via email and I'll put the link in the show notes. So let's jump in and start with what is AI? So let's begin with defining what is AI. Artificial intelligence is the simulation of human intelligence processes by machines, especially computer systems. So basically, AI is designed to replicate and simulate all the things that humans can do. Critical thinking, problem solving, language, only faster and with greater accuracy. So AI was built to learn and progressively become more efficient and capable over time. Meaning it learns just like we do, only at a much faster rate than you or I. And this is where the fear comes in with some people. Some people think this is way too powerful and they're scared what might happen if it gets too smart, too fast. And I guess it's kind of freaky when you think about it. A computer can now think, not independently yet, but based on the inputs we give it. It can create based off of these inputs. And I think that is the startling or fascinating part of AI, depending on how you look at it. For the first time, technology is creating something, that we don't have complete control over in terms of the output. We don't have complete control over what exactly it creates. Until now, computers and technology were predictable. They were designed to be predictable. The output was exactly what we expected and what we told it to do. And AI changes all that. For the first time, technology uses its own predictability and creates something that we didn't expect. And this is what's blowing everyone's minds. The amazing thing about AI is, just like us, it learns and it gets better as it goes. And the scary part is there is no limit to its capacity to learn, unlike a person. So the potential of AI is really alarming to some. And that is what I think has everyone so freaked out. It's the fear of losing control over something that has the exponential ability to learn and function. So I want to talk a little bit about what ChatGPT is, because I think a lot of people out there have heard of AI and they've heard of ChatGPT, but maybe don't really understand what it is and how it came to be. So ChatGPT is kind of the main AI program that has started so much hype in the media. You may have heard of OpenAI. So OpenAI was among the first companies to create an open platform to advance the learning of AI and find ways to use it in our day-to-day. So it was an open source platform that people who were invited to use it could help advance and build AI and help it become more effective. So OpenAI is the company behind ChatGPT. And ChatGPT is the platform that everyone's been hearing so much about. Now, ChatGPT is what is called a text-based platform, meaning you type in a prompt to it and it outputs a text response. Now, I was given access to ChatGPT early on, and I've been using it for months now, ever since it kind of first started. I'll leave the link to ChatGPT in the show notes so you can go and check it out. Now, the issue with this is that it's become such a mainstream phenomenon and everyone kind of wants access to it that the access is open and it is free, but they did put a waiting list together because there are so many people that want to use it. I'll leave the link in the show notes so you can go and check it out. If you have to, you know, kind of input your email and get on a waiting list, just wait. It won't take that long for you to get access to it, but go and check it out. So since ChatGPT has taken off, there have been multitudes of other platforms using AI, and in some cases, new platforms, new software that are actually using ChatGPT as its foundation to create a new tool. Most notably, Google has introduced AI into its Workspace software. So all the programs that you may be familiar with Google Workspace, like Sheets and Docs and Presentations, Slides, they all now have built-in AI components into those programs. And by doing that, it allows these software programs to effortlessly and seamlessly interact with one another, but also make the workflow process for using each one of those pieces of software way more efficient and way more easier to use. I'm going to leave the link to a video of Google Workspace and AI integration. So this video does a really great job of showing you how they've integrated AI into all of their Workspace software and what each of them can now do thanks to the power of AI being integrated into each one of those pieces. Now, aside from Google, Microsoft has done the same thing. They have built AI into each one of their Microsoft Office pieces of software like Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. So you can do similar things with Microsoft Office as well. And the reason why everyone is adding AI into their platforms is because the performance that AI has shown and demonstrated so far is outstanding. It's amazing at how fast and reliable AI can make each one of these platforms and pieces of software perform. And we're only just in the beginning of unlocking its full potential. For example, let's say you went away on vacation from your job and you come back from vacation and typically, like we've all experienced, you know, your inbox is flooded with emails that have been going on while you were off on vacation. And in some instances, you know, you could get hundreds of emails and it's daunting to try and kind of sift through them when you get back from vacation. Everyone dreads it. It's like, oh God, I got to start work tomorrow. And then the number one thing you have to do is go through that massive pile of emails that is sitting in your inbox. Well, now with AI, instead of having to go through all of those emails in your inbox, you can ask AI to scan through all of them and to highlight only the important ones. And you can ask AI to give you a summary of what the important email threads are all about. And it will create this summary literally in seconds. It's mind-blowing that it can do that. It can take the email summary about a specific topic or email thread and turn that email thread and summarize it. And it can give you an output that says, here's what person one said, here's what person two said, and here's the summary of the whole conversation. Then you can ask AI to formulate a correspondence back to them based off of the topic of the content in the emails. And AI will automatically write those emails to each one of those people replying back to them in context and do that literally within seconds. And then from there, you can take the topic of that email thread and ask AI to create a presentation deck. And it will create the layout for that deck, add in all corresponding and relevant imagery, as well as create all the content on each one of the slides with headlines and copy that correspond to the topic of the presentation. And it does this effortlessly, efficiently, and amazingly accurately. So this would normally take days to do this, and AI does it in minutes. And that is the real power of AI platforms. The ability to streamline repeatable tasks, comb through information, and integrate multiple platforms seamlessly. And like I mentioned before, this video from Google does a really great job of showing how the AI platforms are integrated and how they work together, and how AI takes all of that workload off of your plate and does it effortlessly in seconds. Again, I'll leave that in the show notes. Go check it out. It'll blow your mind. So this means now, with the integration of AI, you get to spend less time doing the things you hate doing and more time focusing on the things that are important. And I think that's amazing. But remember, AI is a tool. And like any tool, you have to know how to use it properly to really benefit from it. So speaking of benefiting from it, let's talk about how AI can benefit your business. So how can AI tools benefit your business, and how can you get the best outcome of using AI within your business? Well, let's talk about the basics. So there are multiple AI platforms out there that you could use depending on what your business is. And they're used and they operate in a variety of different ways. So like I said, ChatGPT is a text-based platform. So it works off of text prompts, and then the output is text-based solutions. Everything from copy to writing documents, every kind of thing that you could think of text-wise, AI can create it. So ChatGPT is a text-based platform that generates text-based solutions. There are also visual-based solutions. So AI can also create artwork, imagery, visuals. And it does it in a similar fashion. And there's different platforms for this. There's hundreds literally popping up every day. The most common ones that you probably hear about are like DALL-E, Midjourney. These platforms operate in a similar fashion where you input a prompt and you ask it to create a visual, and it uses existing content, existing visuals to formulate an entirely new visual. So for example, if you asked in a text-based prompt, create a image for my website, and this image, I want it to be a elephant riding a unicycle, juggling three mice, and I want you to create it in the style of Salvador Dali, it will output a visual literally within seconds. And then you can modify and you can streamline and you can enhance that imagery with more prompts and get it dialed in to exactly what you want. And it does it literally in seconds. So there's visual-based AI solutions. There's also video-based AI solutions. So AI is being used to not only create motion graphics and visual-based short-form video content, similar to what you would find on TikTok, similar to what you would find on an Instagram reel. AI, there's now platforms that allow you to create those from scratch, just simply putting in a text-based prompt. There's also AI-backed software that allows you to enhance the power of editing, video editing software, to make them way more powerful. For example, Unreal Engine, which is one of the major software pieces of software used for visual effects in video games and for video-based content, Unreal Engine now has AI integrated into their software. And what that allows them to do, or any user of Unreal Engine, it allows them to create a 3D virtual model of a character that is fully functional and able to receive and perform a myriad of different commands, and it does this instantly. So CGI work that is being used in video games and in movies now has the ability to be performed in a fraction of the time of what it would normally take. I'll leave a link in the show notes of the Unreal Engine AI platform and how they use it to do character development in video games. It will blow your mind. It blew my mind when I watched it, and I was like, oh my God, this is insane. So that's going to be in the show notes. Check that out, because it's pretty crazy what it can actually do. It literally takes the processing time and the editing time from what would normally be weeks down to minutes. There are also audio-based AI platforms out there. And there's a lot of this kind of popping around on social media right now where people are using AI to mimic the voices of famous people. So, like, you know, you could do James Earl Jones of Darth Vader. And essentially what you would use these AI platforms for, you could take a video of you speaking live into camera, have the AI voice generator over top of it, and it would change your voice instantly into Darth Vader. And it may not sound all that impressive, but when you see it work live, it's pretty impressive. So there's also audio-based AI platforms that are out there. Aside from that, there's also, you may have seen some of these platforms popping up with AI avatars. So if you want a spokesperson for your business, per se, you want to do a testimonial video, you can now go to specific platforms where they have a library of AI avatars that you can choose from, females, males, of all different ethnicities, of all different looks, and you can choose whatever avatar you want. You type in a script and it literally speaks that script. And you can have a testimonial video or a guided video for your business in seconds. And this would normally, if you think about the process, casting, recording, editing, this would normally take days, if not weeks, to get done. Now, keep in mind, the quality output isn't exactly on par with what you would create with a human person right now, but it's getting better. But the fact that that even exists and that availability of that option is out there is pretty insane. So simply put, you can use AI to create text content, visual content, video content, audio content. You can use it to make any workflow way more efficient. So if you've been following the AI conversation on social media and different platforms, you'll know that there's a wide spectrum of for and against AI. There's those who see AI as an amazing tool and that we should keep progressing with AI. And then there's those who think that AI should be shut down because they're scared of where it's going to potentially take us. And then there's people out there that think AI is just, you know, they've seen what it can output, or they've tried to use AI and haven't really been successful in having it create anything of great value or of great quality. And so they think AI is just, it's garbage. So I think AI is amazing. It is a tool to be used to enhance what you do. But like any tool, you really have to know how to use it properly in order to get the proper output of it. So I think AI is pretty amazing. As someone who has used AI now for months and has incorporated AI into my workflow, my daily workflow, everything that I do, and also incorporated it into the software programs that I use, I can tell you, I think AI is phenomenal. I think it's awesome. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I think it's here to stay. And I think AI is only going to get more integrated into everything that we do. So you may have heard this saying before, the output is only as good as the input. And that really holds true for AI prompts. The prompt is the most crucial element for determining the output of what AI produces. So for example, Let's say you're on ChatGPT, and let's say you want ChatGPT to write you a headline for a social post for a product. Let's use Hamburger Helper, for example. So you can go into ChatGPT and say, write me a headline for a social post for a product called Hamburger Helper. Now, it will create one based off of what you asked it to do. But because you didn't write a very informative and directive prompt, it won't produce a really good output because you weren't specific enough with what you asked it to do. And so I think this is where probably a lot of the mindset of people out there that are on the fence of how good AI really is. The reason why they're on the fence is because they really don't understand how to leverage the prompt in the right way to get the output that they are expecting. So just like if you were to brief a human being to do the same thing, you would want to give as much relevant information as possible to get the best possible outcome. So for example, if you told a human copywriter to say, create a headline for a social post for Hamburger Helper, you'd probably get the same crappy headline, maybe a little bit better, because the writer doesn't have enough information to create one that's creative enough. And so just like in how you would brief in a person, you need to brief in AI with the prompt that is more informative. So to get the most out of AI, you need to tell it how to act, how to speak, what tone of voice they should use, details about what content to include, as well as what content to exclude. And just like a person, you need to build on the prompt in stages. You ask AI, after one set of instructions, does it fully understand and does it have a good basis to continue? And then once it does, you continue on with the next prompt. And you dial in through a series of prompts exactly what you want it to create by giving it more advanced criteria. So here's what I mean. So let's use the same example as I just talked about, except let's give AI a more informed prompt to produce a more effective piece of content. So if I wanted AI to create more creative headlines, then I would adjust the prompt to say something like this. Act as an advertising copywriter. Create 5 headline options promoting a product called Hamburger Helper. The primary audience is moms and dads with busy jobs who don't have time to make full meal for their family. Use comedy and light humor in the headlines and make sure to focus on real life situations of struggling to make dinner taste great. If I gave that to AI, the output is going to be way better than the first example. And the same holds true for a human being. If you told a human copywriter those things, they would have a lot more to go on and a lot more information to work with to create. And AI is exactly the same. So this will give AI a lot more direction to enhance the output of the content. And the amazing thing is it creates it in seconds. And the same holds true if you're using AI for imagery. So much like I explained before on programs like Midjourney and DALL-E, if you create a prompt to tell AI exactly what you want to see in the image, the style of the image, and get really specific with the detail, the output is quite incredible. So it begs the question, if AI can do all this, is it going to replace a copywriter or a designer or an illustrator or a photographer? No, because in the end, you still need to evaluate what AI has created. It takes a professional to determine what AI has created, whether it is actually good or not. So will AI replace jobs? No, but what it will do, it will make people way more powerful and efficient than what they currently are. So in the hands of a copywriter who knows how to craft the prompts effectively to create content that they can then massage, tweak, and adjust, it makes them so much more powerful and efficient. So I don't think AI is going to replace anyone's job, but it will make everyone's job that much more powerful. And remember, AI learns and gets better over time. So it's only going to get better and more efficient at what you're asking it to do. So now you know how AI works, you know how to leverage the prompt. Let's talk about how AI can be used specifically in your business. So AI, when it's added to software that you use on a daily basis and allows you to integrate the software more effortlessly, it speeds up your workflow and it allows you to sync between platforms effortlessly. And this will save you a lot of time. AI is also really great at expediting repeatable tasks. And these are all the things that you shouldn't be wasting time on anyways, and no one likes to waste time on anyways. So with AI incorporated into these things, like creating spreadsheets, like writing multiple emails for multiple contacts instantly, these are all the things that AI was made for, and all the ways that AI is going to help you enhance your business and your workflow. Speaking of like social content, if you want to create content faster and be able to take advantage of trends as they happen, AI can not only provide you with the strategy to follow, it can also produce the written content and the visual content in minutes. It drastically reduces the production time needed to get into the market with what I call lo-fi creative output. So if you want to create a social post, there's AI platforms that allow you to do it literally in minutes. And now you can capitalize on trends as they happen and be a part of that wave, as opposed to waiting days to activate and create something to get into the market. So as I said before, when you use AI for your business, it's going to allow you to do so much more and free up more time to focus on the things that you need to focus on and want to focus on. And that, I think, is a huge bonus for any business. So let me recap all the main points that we talked about AI in today's episode. So no matter what people say, AI isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. The impact and the efficiency on productivity of business has proven to be extremely powerful and economically beneficial. So it's not going to go away. Do people have to worry about AI taking their jobs? No. But you will need to understand at some point how AI works and how to use it in relationship to your job. Because at some point, it will be integrated into the day-to-day workflow of your job. And if you don't know how to use it, you're going to have to at some point. Just like basic computer skills, where you need to know them now in order to do every basic work function, everything from operating a checkout counter at retail to doing spreadsheets and presentations, AI will be the exact same thing. And I encourage you to explore different AI platforms. Get familiar with it. Understand how each one works. Understand through trial and error how prompts can activate AI to be more effective. You can actually just Google AI prompts, effective AI prompts, and get examples of ways others are creating prompts to get really great results and just replicate it. It'll get you through the learning curve a lot faster. Well, that's today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you learned something new about AI, and I hope you can integrate it into your business. And as always, if you have any question about what we talked about today, please drop me an email. I'll leave the link in the show notes. Join me next episode as I discuss the creative process and how to unlock your creativity. You won't want to miss this one. This is going to be a good one. So be sure to come back for more information, insights, and strategies on how to grow your business here on Nifty Thinking.